NPR's Tiny Desk Contest Tour is in its final leg. This year's winner, Ruby Ibarra, has been through 7 of 10 cities already, and that rounds out the 11th year of the Tiny Desk Contest. Well, today, NPR Music's Felix Contreras, the co-host of Alt Latino, is here to share some of his favorite videos among the thousands submitted by bands and performers. Hi, Felix.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so last year you came by the show to share some of your favorite jazz entries, and this year you've brought us in some Latin music. I wonder, Felix, were there any differences between this year and last year?
Okay, first of all, this year I was a judge. And I have avoided it for the 11 years because I knew that if I was a judge, I would want to give everyone the prize, man.
I mean, I get that. I get that. All right. So tell us about some of these folks. Who have you got for us today?
Okay. First up is a song called Lejos de Aquí by Charlie Ciaba. Check this out. So it starts with the faintest whisper of acoustic guitars reflecting his classical training. It's set in what looks like his home studio or workplace, the dramatic lighting, workshop partially obscured by darkness. I can see guitars, we see recording equipment, stuff on the walls, and then he starts singing, man.
Aquella tarde en que corrí, lejos de aquí, cuando esbozaba una canción fue que te vi.
Felix, tell us more about Charlie Ciaba.
You know, the beauty of the contest is there are so many new names, right? I didn't know him at all, so I did some research. I found out that he was born in Cuba, born in Havana. He's classically trained on guitar. He's the product of those famous Cuban music conservatories. At some point, he relocated to Houston, Texas. He's taken a singer-songwriter approach, and the videos I saw were mostly solo and duo videos, but he added some horn parts to his performance on this. Check this out.
That's incredible. For people who are not seeing this, he's making a really credible trumpet sound, and he's using just his mouth.
Yeah.
Felix, tell us who's next.
Okay, the best part of doing the Alt Latino podcast is there's so many different musical cultures to explore and to share. And I saw a video by Diego Herrera. He's a jazz saxophonist from Lima, Peru. He studied music in Boston, like so many other young jazz musicians, but his Tiny Desk Contest video includes traditional Afro-Peruvian instruments, a charango, which is a small guitar-like instrument that comes from the Andes, and a cajon, which is a percussion instrument that you sit on, and that's what starts his video. So he's got this traditional thing going. Now listen how he layers jazz over that.
Felix, this is so beautiful. Tell me more about the song.
The song is called Aisha, and it features, you know, regular jazz instrumentation. There's electric guitar, there's a 5-string electric bass, electric keyboards, and his very, very nice warm tone on the tenor saxophone. Again, a traditional jazz instrument.
I mean, these artists are so incredible, but I think we've only got time for one more pick from the thousands of videos that you got the opportunity to sift through.
Okay. Singer by the name of Thaisa Estrada has roots in Puerto Rico. She's sort of like a jazzy singer-songwriter, bass, but with so much more. This song that she submitted is called El Abstracto.
I mean, Felix, her voice is so beautiful. Tell us more about her.
You know, she comes from that tradition in Latin America that goes back to the 1800s of a thing called Trova. And some of the greats from the 1960s were taking a critical eye towards social conditions, social issues. And when I heard Thaisa Estrada, it reminded me of some of the greats like Mercedes Sosa. Poetic lyrics, a voice that waves between folklorico and jazz, kind of finger-picking guitar chops. Really, in a lot of ways, like Mercedes Sosa meets Joni Mitchell.
Felix Contreras, co-host of NPR Music's Alt Latino podcast and radio program. And we just heard selections from the 11th annual Tiny Desk Contest. Felix, thank you.
Thank you, Juana.